Iraqi military announces the capture of another neighborhood from Daesh terrorists in Mosul's old city. The Iraqi military command says it retook the neighborhood of Al-Faruq. There are ongoing fierce clashes taking place in the old city. Earlier, government troops repelled a major counterattack by the Tekfiri group. The terrorists deployed a large number of bombers to three districts west of the old city. Iraqi officials say the affected areas were quickly brought under control. The terrorists have been cornered to about 1.5 square kilometers of territory in the old city, the large major bastion where Daesh holds a presence. Iraqi forces have recaptured all other districts in Mosul. Altaf Ahmad is a correspondent who joins us from Mosul. So give us the latest that you have, and some reports indicate that these Daesh terrorists may be running out of ammunition.
Well, according to the Iraqi commanders that we're talking to here on the ground, they're telling us, and this is the latest report that we received from the head of the Iraqi Federal Police Commandos Unit, Commander-in-Chief, General Khalaf al-Badran. He has told Press TV that the Iraqi forces, namely the Iraqi Federal Police, has liberated more than two-thirds of old Mosul city. At the same time, he said that the Tekfiris are deployed in small pockets of terrorism in the remaining one-third of old Mosul. The Tekfiris have seem to have lost their presence as a fight group and are rather functioning now as small pockets of terrorism, as small pockets of fighters who are on their own and are being hunted down by the Iraqi forces, federal police, counterterrorism forces, the Iraqi army, and the emergency response units as well. Now, it's very important to say that the Tekfiris are also putting up a very fierce fight, even though they seem to have lost their central command. They are still fighting fiercely for to maintain the ground, or basically to try and repel as much as possible and hinder the advance of the Iraqi forces. They are using all sorts of weapons against all sorts of weapons that they do have in their possession, from IEDs to mortar fire to suicide bombers and car bombs. Whatever they have left, they are using against the Iraqi forces. Despite so, the swift advance of the Iraqi forces seems to be continuing to accelerate day in and day out. And according to what we're hearing from the commanders as well, they're telling us that they are only days away from the full liberation of old Mosul city. Today, the main achievement that was scored was the liberation of Al-Faruq neighborhood. Al-Faruq neighborhood is one of the top seven neighborhoods which are still under the control of the Tekfiris, or are still seeing the presence of the Tekfiris in the old Mosul city. The significance of Al-Faruq neighborhood is its proximity and its closeness to Al-Nuri Mosque. It is considered to be the closest neighborhood to Al-Nuri Mosque, where Daesh Tekfiri terror group leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi al-Samarai had made his famous sermon back in July 2014 about the rise of the so-called state of Daesh, or what they called the state that they proclaimed to have established between Syria and Iraq, announcing himself as caliph. Just several days ago, we saw that the Tekfiris had blown up or detonated the famous leaning minaret of this mosque. Since then and until now, we have seen that the Iraqi forces have accelerated their advance. They have made it much more swift. And at the same time, they are still trying to connect the northern flank of old Mosul city to its southern flank and its eastern flank to its western flank. They are trying to basically open up a cross in the middle of old Mosul and isolating old Mosul from all directions. This will mean that the Tekfiris will be holed up in four different corners, which will be very easy for the Iraqi forces to it will be very easy for the Iraqi forces then to erase them and to eliminate them in smaller groups. Also, according to the commanders that we've spoken to, they told us that the number of militants on the inside are somewhere between 200 to 350 militants. The majority of them are suicide bombers. They are attacking the civilians who are trying to evacuate old Mosul city. At the same time, the Tekfiris are relying to a great extent on these civilians, using them as human shields. They are holding them hostage. And this is what we've asked a lot of commanders about, the humanitarian situation of the civilians who are stuck on the inside. We have been hearing a lot of reports about how people, around 100,000 civilians, were still stuck inside. We asked the commanders about how or what strategies they are adopting to facilitate the evacuation of these civilians. What's happening is that the Iraqi forces are conducting tri-pronged or multi-pronged offensives on small neighborhoods. They are entering them and they are in very direct contact with the people who are on the inside. They are receiving a lot of intelligence information about the whereabouts of Daesh Takfiri terrorists, and they are relying to a great extent on intelligence information they receive from the drones that they are dispatching to monitor Old Mosul City. What I can tell you is that the whole of Old Mosul is now under the eyes of the Iraqi forces. They are advancing very swiftly. They know exactly where the Takfiris are moving because they obviously can see them now. And they are targeting them very precise and very accurate airstrikes and artillery fire by the Iraqi Army Aviation and the Iraqi artillery units. What we're hearing from the Iraqi commanders as well is that the Takfiris have lost all will to fight. They are, as I said, they have lost their central command. They are functioning in small groups or pockets and hubs of terrorism, which are seem to be very easy for the Iraqi forces to eliminate and to eradicate.
Thank you very much for that, Altaf Ahmad. We appreciate it. Our correspondent, Altaf Ahmad, there from Mosul.